1, 2, 3, 4.
Song Salad.
With Shannon and Scott.
Welcome to Song Salad with Shannon and Scott.
I'm Shannon.
And I'm Scott.
And together,
we're Shannon. We're okay. How are you, Shannon?
I'm doing okay.
Great.
How about you?
I'm good.
Are you busy?
Mm-hmm. Keeping busy, but always have time for salad.
I always make time in my week for a nice healthy salad.
At least one.
We're really bad at banter.
Well, we should quit our banter and talk about our new review.
Yay, new review.
Thank you very much to, this is Ben Silver. I'm assuming his name is Ben Silver?
Yes, he also follows us on Twitter.
And has actively tweeted with us. Thank you.
He has. And I will tell you two things right now. The first is that his review is called A Wonderful Break in the Day, which I assume refers to us. And and he ends his review with, it's just a really fun break from the world that sneaks in a few little nuggets of knowledge in there, too. Thank you, Ben Silver. And then
we're basically a trip to the library.
We are a trip to the library. Oh, how convenient. Ben Silver's Twitter is also at This Is Ben Silver.
Thank you, Ben Silver.
So you can go follow him as well.
I was talking to a couple of our friends about Song Salad and got some what I'll call verbal reviews.
Okay.
That they told me that I haven't told you about yet.
It makes me a little nervous.
I was at a party with our friend Steven the other night, and he told me, you know, I'd listen to Song Salad even if I didn't know you guys. So thanks, Steven.
Glowing review. Okay.
And I was talking to my friend Kurt, and he said that he likes listening to Song Salad because it feels like he's hanging out with us.
Aww.
Which was really nice. So thanks, Kurt.
That's what our friend Todd said it was like.
Cool.
So I hope all of you out there who don't know us still feel like you're hanging out with us.
Other exciting news. You want to tell them?
Guys, we have a website.
Woo! We're legit.
We are legit. You can go to songsaladpodcast.com and you can see our website, which is just a page, but it has all the information about Song Salad that you need.
It's a one-stop shop for song salads.
Yes, and you can click the button and it'll take you to iTunes and you can subscribe and it'll take you to SoundCloud and you can follow us and it'll take you to Twitter and you can follow us and there's probably another one. Oh, and our email, if you want to email us. And starting now.
Oh boy.
If you tweet at us what you want the song, cut that part.
Yep.
If you tweet at us what you want the salad spinner to sound like, we'll do it on the show and we'll give you a shout out.
Yeah, we already gotten a couple of recommendations.
Yes. So what is a song salad?
Song salad is a random genre of music from moodfuse.com combined with a random topic from Wikipedia to create a tasty, healthy song.
Yep. That's right. You got it right.
I got it right.
So let's get started.
Let's go to Mood Fuse.
Get our genre.
And we do have a new salad spinner sound for today, don't we?
We do.
Suggested by
at Todd the Linguist, our friend Todd, kicking us off.
He suggested
that we actually make a noise that a salad spinner makes.
Sounds right. All right, let's spin the salad spinner.
Okay.
Clean and dry. Rap metal is a subgenre of rap rock and alternative music which combines hip-hop with heavy metal. Yes, I'm so excited.
Are you?
Yes. It's been a while since we've done, like, heavy metal
stuff.
Yeah,
that's true.
Since our Fjords of Greenland episode.
So, rap metal usually consists of heavy metal guitar riffs, funk metal elements, rapped vocals, and sometimes turntables. The term rapcore has been used in reference to rap metal.
Yeah. Rap rock, alternative metal, heavy metal, funk metal, hip hop. It's like all combined. Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Very cool.
Let's see. Rage Against the Machine?
Oh, yeah.
And Limp Bizkit.
We did it all for the Nookie.
We did.
So that's rap metal.
Okay, I get that.
Like a little bit of Linkin Park.
Yeah. All right, so let's pick, like, what's like a really iconic rap metal song?
Why don't we do Rage Against the Machine?
Yeah, let's do Rage Against the Machine.
Our example this week of rap metal is going to be Rage Against the Machine's Bulls on Parade.
Hell yeah. I've never heard this song.
Well, it came out in 1996. So you probably weren't listening to music this hard in 1996.
Well, no, I was 8. So yep.
That's what I was going
to
say.
I was listening to Barney.
So check out Bulls on Parade, Rage Against the Machine. So, rap metal originated from rap rock,
I don't even have to tell you.
It's basically a less hard version of rap metal. So instead of it being like really heavy guitar sounds and stuff, it was mostly just like rock songs. Sort of like how Run DMC paired up with Aerosmith to do Walk This Way, but with raps over it.
No.
You don't know anything.
Yeah, you are correct about that.
That happened. So anyway.
What did they rap over it?
There's like a whole rap that they did over Walk This Way.
Oh.
Yeah.
If I heard it, would I recognize it?
Well, you'd probably recognize Walk This Way.
Well,
Rapping over it.
Oh.
That's all that would matter. So that's how it sort of started, was these hip-hop groups combining with rock bands until, you know, original bands emerged that had both rock and hip-hop elements. It really started in the late 80s, early 90s, and the example that we played from Rage Against the Machine was early 90s. They had their first big hit with Killing in the Name Of in 1991, and then the one we played was from 1996. We also mentioned bands like Limp Bizkit and Linkin Park, which came about in the late 90s, early 2000s. POD, too.
Oh.
Crazy Town, like we said. So, should we get our topic?
Yeah, let's get a topic. On the salad spinner, sounds like a salad spinner. London buses route 19.
Okay.
London buses route 19 is a Transport for London contracted bus route in London, England, running between Battersea Bridge and Finsbury Park bus station. It is operated by London General.
So a bus route in London.
And it's like the big red double-decker buses.
Yeah, but it's also just like how we would have, like, the M100.
Yep.
It's like the 19.
Yep. On 24 April 1993, Route 19 became the first Route Master, operated service to be awarded to a company that was not a subsidiary of London Buses Limited, following the route being awarded to Kentish Bus after a competitive tender.
Oh,
that
boy.
Was the most boring sentence I've ever read in my life.
What a big upheaval that was in the 90s in London.
I'm sure Kentish Bus was happy, sad. What happened with Kentish Bus? Wait.
So no, Kentish Bus. Poof. Kentish Bus.
That's hard to say.
It is hard to say.
I feel like if you say it wrong, you might offend somebody.
You Kentish Bush. Kentish Bus was a company, the first company that was not part of the regular system of bus companies so to get the route.
An underdog.
So they were a competitor that ended up getting this route, and they painted their buses a different color than the other buses.
A cream and maroon livery.
With route branding.
Ah, I see.
So they actually painted the map on the side of the bus, which is so smart.
Yeah, that's really, really a freaking good idea.
We need to tweet at the
MTA.
Paint
okay.
The bus's route on the bus, except what if they, never mind.
So they painted the bottom half of the bus is maroon, and the top half is, like the second deck of the bus is cream.
Nice. Cream.
Cream.
Cream bus.
Cream.
Let me take cream bus 19. Oh boy, we're getting back into potting on territory.
No, terrible.
Let's see. So
it's no longer Kentish bus. The operation transferred to Arriva London South. Arriva London South. On January 1998, Sunday service operated by sister Arriva company Grey Green, Stamford Hill. A departure, oh boy, from the cream and maroon livery saw a return to the traditional London bus red to comply with a contractual requirement for London buses to be 80% red.
Interesting. What?
Oh, man. So this is like, okay, so the next like three paragraphs are maybe the most boring minutia
on all of Wikipedia
of different bus routes operated by different transport companies. I don't care. I literally can't even read it. Like, my eyes just, like, blur the words. Like, it's skipped. Skip, skip, skip.
Skip, skip, skip. Here's an interesting tidbit. The London Bus Route 19 has been mentioned in popular culture a couple times.
Okay, this is amazing. I read ahead. I want you to read and then tell me what the most insane part of this next two sentences are.
The 1978 Dire Straits song Wild West End, about the London area of the same name, contains the line, "And my conductress on the number 19. The route is also referenced in the first line of Rudy Can't Fail by The Clash. In November 2007, the route was featured in Vogue as one of the 14 most stylish locations in Britain.
What?
Specific bus route.
What? No. Vogue, go write about scarves.
Whatever. Write about jalabias. All right, well, we got our genre and topic. We're going to do a rap metal song about the London bus route number 19. So.
Great.
You have your homework and I have mine.
Uh-huh.
Let's get to it.
I found this song called Epic by Faith No More, which was very popular at the time. And I'm intrigued by this song because it's structured like a riddle. I feel weird doing this! Because you're not here to talk to me!
Just talk!
It's structured like a riddle. And you know those dumb riddles that are like, what's a thing? If you say its name, you break it. And it's, like, it's silence, you know? So the whole song is like that. So it's,
Now you know how Ira Glass feels. All alone in a booth.
Yeah, but Ira Glass has, like, everything all, like, written out. So there's this song.
You don't need to start over. Pretend I was here.
It's like those dumb riddles. And so, like, some of the lyrics are, you'll never understand it because it happens too fast and it feels so good. It's like walking on glass. It's so cool. It's so hip. It's all right. It's so groovy. It's out of sight. You can touch it, smell it, taste it so sweet, but it makes no difference because it knocks you off your feet. You want it all, but you can't have it. It's crying, bleeding, lying on the floor. So you lay down on it and you do it some more. But then in the end of the song, so it goes on. And the song is, you want it all, but you can't have it. It's in your face, but you can't grab it. What is it? It's it. What is it?
Mm-hmm. What is it?
I think.
Uh-huh.
It's probably.
Uh-oh.
A reference to ladies' sexy parts.
Okay.
Don't you think so? It's a sex thing.
It's probably a sex thing. Trying to think. What else it could be?
It's alive, afraid, a lie, a sin. It's magic. It's tragic. It's a loss. It's a win. It's dark. It's moist. It's a bitter pain. It's sad it happened, and it's a shame.
Well, that part confuses me.
Well, the whole thing is confusing.
So are there any explanations on the internet?
Yeah, so that's what I was, like, looking up, like, theories for what it means. So there's this one guy. One guy says, Patton gave some insight into the song's meaning when he told Circus Magazine in 1990, it was about sexual frustration, sex and lack of sex. Later in the interview, the topic of masturbation comes up, and Patton says, most people don't like to talk about it. I'm here to tell you, I love it. That's kind of what Epic's really about.
Epic. Great.
Like, oh.
It's too bad, because it's a cool song.
Is it?
Musically.
Should I try to write, like, I don't know.
Are you going to try to write a riddle about the
London
bus route 19?
I'm not going to write a riddle about it. Fine. But I'm not going to write about, I don't know. Like, I'm just so over sexually frustrated men. Like, man, like I just, like, sorry that that's, like, the saddest thing about your life. I don't know. Whatever. I just.
It was the 80s.
Yeah. Mm. 1989, whatever. Anyway, so that was, like, one of the interesting things I found. I've been reading a bunch of lyrics from, like, Rage Against the Machine.
What have you found?
Not a whole lot of cohesive themes in the lyrics. One of the songs by Rage Against the Machine appeared to be about the Holocaust.
Ooh, interesting.
Not in any, like, super, super explicit way, but there were references to, like, Dachau and stuff.
Huh.
So, I don't know. So, I'm not thinking that there's... But, I mean, when we explored grindcore, we found that in metal and in grindcore, there are a lot of different subgenres, I guess, or focuses for the thematic elements.
Sure.
So, like, some are very political, some are anarchists, some are environmentalists, some are, like, you know, so it's kind of runs the gamut.
But in any case, it's always making a strong statement.
Yes. So I think as long as I'm coming down very strongly on one side of something,
yeah,
I think we will be in keeping with rap metal themes.
Cool. Great.
Yeah, and I'm also just thinking about, like, and also to say, like, what's the theme of rap music is, like, really reductive.
Well, yeah.
Like, there isn't one because rap is so broad and diverse. So, I don't know. I'm just going to, like, open my heart.
Open your heart. What does your heart tell you about
whatever
Route 19?
Whatever sex riddle is in my heart, buried in my heart, I'm going to put it down on the page.
Well, I found a couple cool musical elements for our song. We're going to have some pretty heavy drums. We're going to have some distorted and overdriven guitar sounds. And we're going to have some rock bass going on. And other than that, it's just going to be vocals. So it's just going to be that simple trio of instruments plus rapped vocals.
So remind me what overdriven guitar means.
Overdriven just means that you're pushing the amplifier to its limits, basically.
So just, it's a volume thing.
It's a volume thing where the volume is so loud that it actually damages the speaker.
Okay.
And that's where overdrive started. And now overdrive is a effect that you can put onto a guitar before it goes through the speaker, so it doesn't actually destroy the speaker, but it gives the same effect of as if a guitar were being played so loud it were blowing up the speaker.
Is it
basically
that kind of, like, buzzy sound?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
Definitely.
I understand that.
Yeah. So I'll give you a few examples of what we're doing. And I'm also going to put this song in 3/4 time. Because
so,
we never do that.
But, like, why did you do it?
Because it is common in a lot of metal songs to kind of, like, switch up time signatures.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Just to keep it interesting. And I found a cool drum pattern that fits in 3/4, so I'm going to use that and then layer other instruments on top of it. So,
cool.
So here's the drum pattern. Here's our chorus guitar. And here's our bass. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Shannon.
Yes.
I hear you have a song.
I have written a weird song.
You have a sexy riddle in your heart?
Kinda.
Oh, God.
Okay, so I was just getting mad about...
male sexual frustration?
Yeah, and like all of the ways in popular music mm-hmm. that women are objectified as objects. Which Kay. Makes sense, objectified as objects.
And how does this relate to the London bus route 19?
So here's what I did.
Oh, God.
I wrote the song from the perspective of a female pimp who goes along the bus 19 route.
A female pimp?
Yes.
Who rides the bus route?
To check up on all of her bro-hos. Okay?
Okay.
So she pimps men.
Right.
Along the bus route 19.
Okay.
That's my concept.
Let's hear it.
Okay. And I used a lot of the names of the actual bus stops.
Cool.
In the song. Okay. Finsbury Park, where I go after dark to check up on my bros, make sure there's no narcs. At Highbury Grange, all my bros are strange, but I pimp them anyway because I haven't changed. Clerkenwell, Gray's Inn, Red Lion, Cambridge. I got all my bros on the Route 19 buses. Hyde Park, Pont Street, Wadpole, and Parkgate. They got my bus schedule, so they best not be late. Bus stop bros. I got all my bus stop bros. This is the route I chose. Bus stop bros, pay up.
That's unique.
It's really, I'm fully aware that it makes absolutely no sense. No, but it makes
perfect sense. That's great.
Yeah. So I'll wrap this. Like,
she's checking up on her gigolos.
Yeah. Her brohos.
Her brohos. Yeah.
Hobros? Brohos.
I like brohos.
Brohos makes more sense. Yeah, so she's checking up on her brohos and cool. making sure that they pay her.
Nice.
But she is thrifty and environmentally conscious because she's taking the bus.
Hey, why waste money on a car?
Yeah.
Or a cab?
Yeah.
I think we automatically have our title.
Brohos?
Which is brohos, yeah.
Okay, cool.
Definitely.
Yeah.
All right, well, that's awesome that you want to wrap it. Let's do it.
Okay.
Here is...
Brohos.
A rap metal epic.
About a lady pimp.
Riding that London bus route 19.
The next Marvel superhero.
By Shannon and Scott.
Finsbury Park, where I go after dark. Check up on my bros. Make sure there's no knocks. At Highbury Grange, all my bros are strange. Pimp them anyway, cause I haven't changed. Clerkenwell, Gray's Inn, Red Lion, Cambridge. I got all my bros on the Route 19 buses. Hyde Park, Pont Street, Wadpole, and Parkgate. They got my bus schedule, so they best not be late. Bus stop bros, I got my bus stop bros. This is the route I chose. Bus stop bros, pay up.
Pay up.
Pay up, my bus stop bros.
Yeah. Let's talk about how successful our song was.
our rap metal song about a lady pimp in London.
I think stylistically it was very successful.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's good because last week our song was not very
right,
stylistically
we're back
successful.
On track.
Okay, cool.
So we achieved a metal song with rapped lyrics on top of it, which is basically the essence of rap metal.
Yes. And who are we tweeting it at this week?
The lead singer of Linkin Park.
All right, we're going to do it. We're going to tweet at the lead singer of Linkin Park because the freaking SPCIQ did not tweet us back after we tweeted our fire protection song.
Why aren't people honored when we do songs?
I don't understand. I don't understand why people aren't excited or at least think it's funny or at least think we're idiots. Like, I would honestly take like anything
any response
at this point. We're just shouting into the void.
Right.
Like, literally shouting sometimes, though.
Rapping into the void.
Rapping into the void. Thank you, at Todd the Linguist, for our salad spinner sound this week.
Next week, we will have a salad spinner sound suggested by at David Wasserman 1.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Okay. David Wasserman 1.
AKA my brother.
Obvious relation to Scott. And if you have salad spinner suggestions, tweet them at us, and we will definitely keep track of them.
Yeah.
And do them at a future date.
Thank you for rating, reviewing, subscribing, and following us on SoundCloud.
And check out our tiny website.
SongSaladPodcast.com. Until next week.
I'm Shannon.
And I'm Scott.
And together,
we're Brohos.
We are Brohos.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Clerkenwall, Grimmat, Clerkenwall, Bus Stop Bros, got my butt.
Got my butt.
Got my butt.